Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, July 26th. Tesla has confirmed that it decided to delay the launch of the semi-truck until 2022. It's over battery cell supply constraints. The semi-program was delayed several times, but last summer, CEO Elon Musk said, quote, "It's time to bring Tesla Semi to volume production." According to sources familiar with the matter, the automaker recently completed its drive axle production line, and it was in the process of debugging the low-volume general assembly line. However, today, Tesla confirmed that due to limited battery cell availability, along with supply chain challenges, it decided to push the launch of the semi-truck to 2022. Elon Musk said in the past that the Semi simply doesn't have the profit potential of passenger vehicles, since the Semi holds many more multiples of batteries but cannot be sold for many more multiples of the price. Perhaps this is good news to other electric Semi programs out there. Tesla has released its financial results and the shareholder letter for the second quarter of 2021 after the market closed today. The Wall Street consensus for this quarter was $11.532 billion in revenue and earnings of 94 cents per share. Tesla beat expectations, reporting $11.958 billion and earning of $1.45 per share. It resulted in a strong free cash flow over $600 million, but Tesla repaid $1.6 billion in debts, resulting in a decrease of cash on hand. Gross margins have improved to 28% with operating margins at 11%. Tesla has released a rare update on the 4680 battery cell production. The new cell is instrumental in the next phase of Tesla's growth and vehicle performance. It's expected to power several upcoming vehicles, including the Tesla Semi, which actually was delayed, and the Model Y produced in Gigafactory Texas and Berlin. Today, with the release of the second quarter results, Tesla said, quote, "We have successfully validated performance and lifetime of our 4680 cells produced at our Cato facility in California. We are nearing the end of manufacturing validation at Cato. Field quality and yield are at viable levels, and our focus is now on improving the 10% manufacturing process that currently bottlenecks production output. While substantial progress has been made, we still have work ahead of us before we can achieve volume production. Internal crash testing of our structural pack architecture with a single-piece front casting has been successful." Tesla has revealed more detailed pricing for the Megapack, its commercial and utility-scale energy storage system. A single Megapack is a container-sized 3-megawatt battery system with integrated modules, inverters, and thermal systems. Last week, Tesla quietly launched the new online configurator for the Megapack, and it apparently went unnoticed until Electrek staff stumbled upon it looking for something else. It reveals a price of $1,235,890 for a single Megapack, but most projects will consist of many of them. For example, a 142-megapack peaker plant replacement is operating in Ventura County, and a 449-megapack power plant has been approved in Moss Landing. Tesla lists on the site that the Megapacks could be delivered next year to California and by 2023 for other locations. After a week-long hold, Tesla has restarted the Model S deliveries, but the automaker never did explain the reason for the hold in the first place. As we reported last week, many Tesla Model S buyers reported that their vehicles arrived from the Fremont factory to the local center, but the local sales advisors were telling them that they couldn't deliver. Various inconsistent reasons were listed. Inspection, waiting for software update were among them. And now a week later, deliveries have resumed. A source familiar with the matter confirmed to Electrek that there was no official containment hold for the Model S, which means it wasn't actually waiting for a missing part or software update. Another Tesla mystery that we may never know. Rideshare company Revel has a fleet of 50 Tesla Model Y taxis that was shut down by the New York Taxi and Limousine Commission last month. The commission decided to shut down Revel's plans last month when the commission decided that it would stop an exemption that allowed the fleet to begin business. But somehow, some way, Revel confirmed that 35 of their 50 vehicles were already inspected and will be allowed to hit the road. Frank Rieg, Revel CEO, said, quote, "There's a very critical and immediate need to accelerate electric vehicle adoption in this city. It's not going to happen if we don't communicate and don't work together." Toyota is using the Japanese Olympic Games to advertise the LQ electric car, but it's just a concept vehicle. While Toyota has committed to the bare minimum of compliance vehicles for China, It lobbies against electric cars in various countries and works to slow development in their own company. At Electrek, we've covered Toyota's dealings from the top down to stifle EVs, and we're left to dream of what could have been. The LQ concept would be an amazing car using Toyota's Level 4 autonomous driving system, if only some iteration were to see it to production. The company and its subsidiaries have made huge investments in autonomous technology, and Toyota will someday be an AI developer, albeit for other EV manufacturers. Swedish EV automaker Polestar has shared big plans for an expansion by promising to double its global presence from 9 to 18 markets. As part of the retail expansion, Polestar is introducing Polestar Spaces, which is marketing talk for a retail center. Aside from current markets of Belgium, Canada, China, Germany, Netherlands, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland, the UK, and the US, they're also aiming for Australia, Austria, Denmark, Finland, Hong Kong, New Zealand, Singapore, and South Korea. Last week, Lucid Motors began tweeting about large black containers that had been popping up around New York City, Hudson Yard, Madison Park, and the Financial District. They've opened them up to reveal the upcoming Lucid Air sedan on location. The move is a kickoff to an ad campaign celebrating Lucid Motors trading on the NASDAQ as LCID. As an additional part of the campaign, Lucid Motors took out full-page ads in the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. And for some reason, they didn't advertise on Quick Charge. I guess they realized that we'll talk about them for free anyway. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have